This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, you took a week off. Oh, wait a minute. I took the week off last week, but you're back with us now with all kinds of information, and welcome.
Well, happy to be back once again. It's definitely been a tale of two seasons for the Red Sox. You have some good streaks, some bad streaks, and currently they're on a little bit of a bad streak. But last night at Fenway, Sox beat the Royals 4-3. Tristan Casas hit a home run. Nick Pivetta picked up the win, allowing two runs over five innings. He struck out eight. Something interesting happened in this game in the second inning. The Royals batted a line drive that went right into the red outlight in the Green Monster. Red Sox announcer Joe Castiglione said he's never seen that happen in his 41 years of calling games at Fenway Park. Sox now 53-17 in games in which they have scored four or more runs. Tonight on Jersey Street, Sox and Royals wrap up the four-game series at 7:10. James Paxton will be on the mound. Sox have a three-game weekend series at home against the Tigers before heading out on a 10-game road trip to play the Nationals, Yankees, and Astros. Overall, the Sox are 59-55. That's fourth place in the AL East, 11 games behind the Orioles. Sox now five games behind the Blue Jays for the final AL wildcard spot.
All right, Andy. You know, the closest thing I can think of to breaking that light at on the Green Monster is when we were kids in our driveway playing sports. We broke a stoplight in my dad's car, I think, the red plastic. You know, remember those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so that's about as close. You're right. It's funny, like, that never happens. But it was a bizarre ball game last night, huh? Really?
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a catcher's interference. There was a ball lost in the lights, if you want to say that, out in right field by a Royals right fielder, and there's all kinds of little things going on. So it was quite interesting, that's for sure.
You know, if I were to have to pop up, you know, and anywhere in the ballpark, I'm a batter, I have to pop up, I would pop up right behind that first base down that line where that ball dropped. I mean, that seems like, it always seems like a trouble spot. Not that teams can't handle that pop-up, but it just seems like it's, in addition, it's a trouble spot. And in this case, it was the sun or the twilight that was interfering with following that ball. But it's not a bad spot for a pop-up, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
All right, what else you got for us, Andy? The week in review?
Yeah, we'll wrap up some games over the last week. Starting on Friday at Fenway, the Blue Jays came to town for a big weekend series. They beat the Sox 7-3, hit five home runs in that game to the Blue Jays. And on Saturday, the Blue Jays nipped the Sox 5-4. Catcher Reese McGuire got doubled off second base in the bottom of the ninth on a fly ball that was caught just in front of the Monster. Alex Verdugo was removed from the starting lineup about 2 hours before first pitch of this game. Second time he's been benched this season by Alex Cora. Sox fell to 1-6 in their last seven games after that loss. Then on Sunday, things got real ugly as the Blue Jays blew out the Red Sox 13-1. Blue Jays rookie second baseman Davis Schneider had four hits, drove in four runs. In his first three games in the majors, Schneider went 9-13. That's a .692 batting average, two home runs, five RBIs, all against the Red Sox. Then on Monday, Red Sox did get back into the win column, beating the Royals 6-2. Pablo Reyes, a walk-off grand slam, the 21st. Walk-off glaring slam in franchise history. Red Sox snapping a four-game losing streak with that win, but then things went sour on Tuesday as the Royals beat the Sox 9-3. Sox suffered their first loss wearing the yellow City Connect uniforms. Cutter Crawford tagged with that loss, allowed three runs, seven hits over three and a third innings. Shortstop Trevor Story was activated from the injured list, and after that game, Sox have team ERA 5.83 since July 29th. That's good for the third worst in baseball.
Yeah, that's a turnaround, isn't it? I mean, man, yeah.
Yeah, they certainly had a good streak with the pitching, and it's kind of gone south in the last week or so, that's for sure.
All right, what's the latest on Chris Sale? You mentioned Trevor Story. What about Chris Sale?
Yeah, with Story coming back, now the other key addition will be Chris Sale. He'll come off the injured list tomorrow, and he'll get the start at Fenway against the Tigers. I'm sure he'll have a reduced pitch count, so we'll have to see how far he can actually get into the game, but you know, I guess that's another upgrade to the pitching staff until he gets hurt again. We'll have to see what happens.
Oh, man, I know. All right, well, player notes, some player movements, activations, whatever, deactivations, whatever we got going. What happened this past week with the team?
Well, at the trade deadline, we'll start back there. The Sox acquired infielder Luis Urias from the Brewers and sent him to Worcester. Then he was recalled after infielder Christian Arroyo was designated for assignment. Arroyo then cleared waivers, and he was sent to Worcester. Sox activated catcher Reese McGuire from the injured list, designated catcher Jorge Alfaro for assignment. Alfaro cleared waivers, and he elected to become a free agent. Infielder Yu Chang, when Story got activated, he was designated for assignment. And an award went out in the last week. First baseman Tristan Casas was named the American League Rookie of the Month for July after batting .349 with 7 home runs and 13 RBI.
All right, not bad. All right, so Sox and the Royals resume their series tonight, but what's up later on today, if you will, on NESN Plus, Andy?
Well, it's a game from August the 10th of 2018. First pitch at 1 o'clock. Mookie Betts, Andrew Benintendi, and Brock Holt hit home runs, leading the Red Sox to a 19-12 win over the Orioles at Camden Yards.
And they're really hyping up this Dodger series coming up at the end of the month, aren't they, Andy? You know, it's the with the return of some former Red Sox players to Boston. We can talk about that some other time, I guess. But
well, that'll be exciting, that's for sure. There's plenty of them on that Dodgers roster, so that'll be a fun weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. Major League Baseball news. So trading deadline and all this other stuff. What can you share with us?
Yeah, since last we spoke on that trade deadline on August 1st, the Mets traded pitcher Max Scherzer to the Rangers for a couple pitching prospects. The Mets then sent their other star pitcher, Justin Verlander, to the Astros for prospects. Milton's Rich Hill was traded from the Pirates to the Padres. Hill now playing for the 13th different team in his career. That's quite an achievement. He's just one team away from matching the all-time record of 14. So, you know, Hill says he wants to pitch next year when he's 45, and so he could be wearing a different hat once again.
I wouldn't be surprised. Not at all. No. Wow. 13 teams.
Plenty of hats on his shelf, that's for sure.
That's right. I mean, you can't even collect a little tiny piece of memorabilia from each of those teams when you have 13 teams. Oh, my goodness, yeah. All right, what else do we have, Andy?
Well, last night, Phillies pitcher Michael Lorenzen pitched a no-hitter, a 7-0 win over the Nationals in Philly. It was the fourth no-hitter thrown this season. Back on July 27th, Angel Shohei Ohtani threw a one-hit shutout in Game 1 of a doubleheader in Detroit. Then in Game 2, he had a pair of home runs. First time in Major League history that has happened by a player. Then last night, Ohtani picked up another win, and he's now the first player in history with 40 home runs in the season, and one has won at least 10 games. Speaking of no-hitters, back on Tuesday, August the 1st, Astros pitcher Framber Valdez threw a no-hitter against the Guardians.
Yeah, I mean, we were getting a thing here where there were just, what I want to say, combined no-hitters, you know, with several pitchers combining for the no-hitter, but we've got just guys going complete games here now, right?
Which is nice to see, that's yeah. For sure. But, yeah, we did have a combined no-hitter earlier this season as well.
All right, Andy, any other notes here?
Well, back on Monday, the 2022 World Series champion Houston Astros visited the White House. World Series champion baseball teams have been visiting the White House and meeting with the president since 1924. The Washington Senators were the first team to do so. Major League Baseball handing out several suspensions after a brawl between the White Sox and Guardians. Fight started as White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson and Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez after a play at second base during Saturday's game. Anderson fell to the ground after being hit by a punch thrown by Ramirez. MLB suspended Anderson for 6 games, Ramirez for 3. White Sox manager Pedro Grifol and Guardians manager old friend Terry Francona each got a game suspension, as well as 2 other Guardian players, a White Sox player, and the Guardians' third base coach. That was quite a fight if you want to take a look for it. Usually it's more of a pushing and shoving match when it comes to baseball teams fighting. This one, was actually some punches were thrown, and White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson actually put up his dukes like he was in a boxing match. So it was quite entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, we'll have to look for that. That sounds like a good one, yeah.
It was.
Yeah, here's Andy, I know you're going to talk about the Orioles announcer here. I just saw this story yesterday, as a matter of fact. So I was going through some baseball stories or whatever. And tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is a bizarre one. Orioles play-by-play broadcast is being punished for comments he made for a game on July 23rd in St. Petersburg against the Rays. Masson's Kevin Brown was referring to how the Orioles have won as many games at Tropicana Field in 2023 as they had in the past 3 years combined. Orioles ownership took issue with the comment, which was accompanied by a graphic showing the team's struggles, and Brown has not appeared on a Masson television broadcast since. The Orioles disputed the report, saying that we don't comment on personal matters, and we look forward to Kevin's voice returning soon. There's been a lot of, obviously, feedback, and a negative feedback, if you will, on this move by the Orioles, but there's a report out there saying that Brown will be back in the broadcast booth now on Friday instead of being suspended indefinitely.
Yeah, I saw that too, yeah. All right, I think we're going to close it out. A couple of other names in the news from Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we'll start things off with the White Sox. They'll be with their closer for the remainder of the season. Liam Hendricks underwent Tommy John surgery last week. Typical timeline is 12 to 14 months to return. The 34-year-old missed the start of this season after completing treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He announced he's cancer-free on April 20th, made a season debut on May 29th. He was 2-0 this year with a 5.40 ERA, but then he had the issue with the elbow, so certainly a tough road it's been for Liam Hendricks. And Yankees pitcher Domingo Germán has voluntarily entered an alcohol treatment program just weeks after throwing a perfect game. He's been placed on the MLB's restricted list. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said Germán has dealt with alcohol abuse in the past, adding that a more recent serious issue emerged. He will not pitch again this season, but back in late June, Germán threw the 24th perfect game in Major League history against the A's in Oakland.
There you go. But, you know, Andy, tell me about the Yankees. Just give me your quick thoughts on the Yankees. I mean, where are they at right now? What's your take on them?
Well, they're in last place in the AL East. They're just a game behind the Red Sox, but they've been a team struggling as well. They've had pitching issues with injuries and obviously without Aaron Judge for quite a bit of time with an injury. He just came back recently, so once he was out, their lineup really suffered. First baseman Anthony Rizzo dealing with concussion symptoms. He's been out. The team overall is just way underperforming, and it's not looking like there's going to be a postseason appearance by the Yankees this season, that's for sure.
Yeah, amazing. Just amazing. And then you got the Mets selling players off, too, as you mentioned earlier in the report.
Baseball season in New York, that's for sure, on both sides.
You got to drive to Baltimore for some good baseball.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. So you're not coming up to Boston. So
No.
Baltimore.
All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us? You got a lot this week, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there's a lot going on because we've been away for 2 weeks. We had to cram a lot of stuff in there. But, Red Sox is still within fighting chance of that last wild card spot. They have a team they have to jump over. The Mariners to get to that last spot, but playing the Royals here, they should make it 3 wins in 4 games against them, hopefully tonight. Then they have the Tigers in for the weekend. They need to sweep that series as well, and that's potentially doable. Then they head out on a road trip, taking on the Nationals and Yankees. Could make some hay there, but then they'll be facing the Astros at the end of the trip. That'll be tough. But Red Sox do have a chance, a slim chance, to keep things alive and active for fans out there as we get into the late summer games.
Absolutely. Heading to the middle of August, and the Sox have a chance. There you go. Unbelievable.
That's all you can ask for, right?
That's it. It's exactly right. That's it. That's what we were dreaming of in April. Absolutely. This is it.
That's for sure. That's
all right.
What we got.
All right, Andy. Great information, and thanks so much, and we will talk again very soon.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. There he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.